Welcome to the Pelvic Floor Fit Podcast. My name is Dr. Emily, and I am a mama of three under three. I'm a pelvic health physical therapist, and I'm a certified pre and postnatal fitness coach. And it is my absolute passion to empower y'all to achieve a pain-free pregnancy, the birth of your dreams, and a confident postpartum recovery. Just a quick reminder about information that I share in this podcast. It is not intended to be taken as medical advice intended to diagnose or treat any illness or condition. You should speak with your healthcare provider about any of the topics discussed and how they may or may not pertain to you. While I am a pelvic health physical therapist and certified pre and postnatal fitness coach, we do not have a therapist-patient relationship or trainer-client relationship. Hey ladies, can't wait for you to tune in again with myself and my good friend Dr. E as we talk about why chiropractic care is so important to our overall health in all life stages and for all members of our family. So outside of just pregnancy, birth, and postpartum, what can chiropractic care do for us? How can it support our fitness? How can it help our little ones? Things like that. So I'm so excited to have her back on to talk about the extent of what chiropractic care can do for your family. So excited to have you on and talk about chiropractic care and why it's so important. Even outside of motherhood, I know that's kind of what we've talked about previously, and I know you work with a lot of mamas, but you also work with a lot of ladies and men who are not mamas.
Yeah.
So just talking about like why it's so important for our overall health, for our fitness, especially I know you treat a lot of athletes as well.
Yes.
So yeah, just tell everybody who you are and we'll get into it.
Perfect. Well, hello everyone. I am Dr. Elizabeth. I'm a chiropractor here in Lubbock. I have been here at Held Midwifery and Wellness since October, which I can't believe that. That's kind of crazy to me. I do primarily see moms and kiddos and babies. But just like Dr. Emily said, I see the whole family. I even see animals as well. So humans all the way to animals, and athletes as well. So really just overall wellness, is what I love to do.
I actually forgot that you saw animals.
Yes. Yeah, I know. No, I think that's one of like the biggest things that people are like, what, animals? That's strange. Kind of like kids or even pregnancy, but you know.
Yeah.
Just
That actually makes sense to me because like PT can also see, like especially with horses and things like that.
Yeah.
I never have, but I know that's a big field in physical therapy too. So that actually makes sense to me. I just didn't realize you did it. So give us a little bit of like, I don't know, like kind of if you're a general, like you're not necessarily an athlete, but you're not necessarily like in the motherhood chapter, like what would kind of be your, I don't know, elevator pitch of like why chiropractic care is so important to your health?
Yeah, I mean, I think we definitely can go down the musculoskeletal route very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people outside of my pregnancy and just wellness, kiddos, it's going to be back pain, hip pain, neck pain, headaches. You know, those are the classic things that people seek chiropractic care. But even just in general wellness, immunity is going to be a really, really big one. Right now with the weather we're fighting a lot of that. Allergies, there's different sinus release things that I can do. Your neck, the nerves in your neck go all to your ears, eyes, nose, and throat and make all of this work as well. So really your nerves are working properly, your nervous system is working properly, also helps with all this like that. I think that's a huge thing in West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, again, moms, of course, wanting to get their kids, you know, away from sickness as much as possible, but just people in general as well.
Yeah.
I think that's a big one too that I see is your nervous system, your brain, and all of your nerves control everything in your body, including your immune system. So whenever your nerves and your brain are communicating well with your body, then you're going to see changes in different areas, whether that be, oh, I relieve the pressure on my sciatic nerve, or oh, I relieve the pressure from my neck into my head, ears, eyes, nose, and throat, and now I can breathe better.
Yes.
Or you those pesky ribs that get out and you can't breathe and have that pain. So I would say my biggest thing that I see outside of moms and kids and stuff is going to be musculoskeletal pains, aches and pains, and immune support and allergies, just living in West Texas with the dirt and the great weather we're experiencing right now, even has me sounding crazy.
Yes, I know. I'm like, I'm not sick, I promise. I've just got a little, which I'm actually not even in West Texas anymore. I'm down in the Hill Country, but Lubbock brought its weather down to us. So
Welcome.
it's kind of felt like being back at home. It's been nice. But yeah, that was something that I was totally unaware of about chiropractic care. Even like after I got out of school and stuff, I just always thought about, people go when their neck hurts or their back hurts or musculoskeletal issues, like you said. And I never really thought about it much until you talked about like treating ear infections in little kiddos. And I was like, okay, that actually makes so much sense because there are so many teeny tiny little bones in there. And, if they get stuck and the fluid can't drain properly and then, like, I know the nervous system is so much of how y'all do so much of what you do. And so I was like, that actually makes a lot of sense. I think a lot of people maybe hear it oversimplified, maybe. And so then it sounds kind of pseudosciencey or like quackery. Because I've definitely had, like, my dad went to a chiro once who claimed if he went back to them, ever so often he would never ever get a cold or something. And I was like, that doesn't sound real, but when you actually explain it, it's like, okay, there actually is science to it. It actually does make sense. You just have to explain it in a way that we can all wrap our brains around.
Well, and to go off of that, I think for me, I'm not promising my patients that they're never going to get sick. I'm not promising my patients that their back is never going to hurt. I'm not promising those things, but it's about how do we make our body more adaptable? How do we make our nervous system stronger? How do we make our immune system stronger so that we can handle those day-to-day things? Same with with your exercise things and your strength training and things like that. It's like, it's hard and you're gonna do these hard things and you're gonna go through these hard things, but how do we set ourselves up for for success? How do we incorporate these things into our lives so that we're able to, whether it's squat more and we're able to pick up our kids better, we're able to fight off a sickness better. It's not the promise of, hey, you're never going to get sick. You're never going to have aches and pains. You're never going to, struggle with pelvic discomfort or these things. There are things that you can help with it. That's going to make you better off, but
Yeah, no, and I love that. That's one of the things I love about how you practice. And obviously, I won't get on the soapbox of like there are good and bad practitioners in every field, obviously. But yeah, that's something I've really loved recently. I'm in my third pregnancy, third trimester, and I'll be real with my clients and patients. I'm like, I'm not saying I never have back pain. I'm not saying I've never peed my pants. I'm not saying I've never had these issues. What I'm saying is when you understand why, you understand the physiology behind it, and you understand what that means and what we do to support it, to improve it, then I will tell you if I do ever pee my pants, I fix it that day, or if I have back pain, I can realize like, oh, okay, my belly's in the way when I'm doing dishes, and so I'm not in a good posture. That's why my back is mad. So I need to engage my core a little bit more actively. I need to, do these mobilization exercises, et cetera, et cetera. And so I feel better much faster. I'm not suffering with no end in sight. I have a solution. And that's exactly how you practice of like, I'm not going to promise you the sun, moon, and stars, or that you're never going to have problems. And that's not realistic anyway. We're going to have aches and pains in our life, but we want to be able to address them and support our bodies well and have solutions that are actually tangible and practical. So
for sure,
I love that. And that's one of the reasons why I think like pelvic health or even just physical therapy in general and chiropractic are like two sides of the same coin, because y'all have different tools than we do to address a lot of the same issues. And so you get a good team together, like you're going to be feeling great. Whether you are a mama or you're not. And I'd love to kind of hear you speak a little bit to athletics too, because I know that's another population you're really passionate about.
Yeah.
And I like to kind of consider myself like I kind of have one foot in each camp, like pretty darn athletic, but also very much in the motherhood realm. So how does it affect athletic performance? Obviously musculoskeletal is a big component, but speak a little bit more to that as well.
Yeah, so I think we can look at it in a couple different ways. Number one, for everybody, whether you're, the weekend warrior or your athletics is your job, is going to be a recovery piece. You know, again, especially if it's your job, you know, you're going to want to do those things to help your body, prep your body. There's also going to be that mind muscle connection. Again, your brain and your nervous system controls every portion of your body. But if there's a disconnect, if your brain is not talking properly to, you know, whatever muscle group, then we're not going to get that good lift, or we're not going to get that good engagement. When we swing a golf club or whatever it is, you know, athlete wise. So I think those are the two biggest things, which, and I know you work a lot with engagement and connection there in abdominals and pelvic floor and things like that. But I think for me, it has to start with the nervous system, number one, because if that's not working, if that's not firing, then we can do all the things for the musculature, but it's just not getting to the root issue of what we work with. So those are going to be the two areas that I see. Of course, you're going to have the people that, oh, I went and I did a really heavy lift and now I, you know, feel like junk, or I played golf for too long or whatever it is. But then you have the people who dial in and say, hey, you know, this is my job or this is what I really love to do. And I have to keep my body going to do that, recovery wise as well.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, I love that. And again, it's just like another cool tool as well. Because there are lots of things that I'll like, you know, maybe phrase it differently or teach them how to recruit a muscle differently or like help them have better awareness. But ultimately, especially like now that most of what I do is virtual, like I am limited in that I'm not putting my hands on them. And there are all these techniques that y'all are trained in that even if I was putting hands on them, I'm not trained in those specific techniques. I'm trained in other techniques. So I love to be like, get on a good chiro schedule and you're going to be so much happier that those connections are that much easier. When I give you a cue, it's going to click and you're going to be able to make it happen. Cause you can kind of remove some of those roadblocks physiologically. Yeah.
Which, and I think if there's any practitioners that are going to be watching this, I think chiropractors, if you find someone who is really nervous system-based and likes to do the approach that we work of co-care and things like that, I think chiropractic care and having that base foundation and someone on your team is going to make your job easier. You know, I know we've had a couple patients that we've treated together and been like, no, you need to go get adjusted because you're not firing right and we're not getting that brain connection out to the muscle. But with PTs, even with feeding and lactation, things like that, you know, if you have a chiropractor that's on your team, that's going to make, like, we're going to carry the load easier. You and I can carry the load of the client, of the patient easier, because we're each have our specialty and we each work with things that just helps each other out, you know.
Well, it's ultimately best for the patient, which is, you know,
what we want.
After.
It's like just feeling really good and being really well supported in all of the different, are you saying hello? In all of the different areas. And yeah. And I just love, I mean, you never know, like one of my favorite things about physical therapy and why I actually chose physical therapy, because actually I think I've told you this before, but I originally was like, I want to be a surgeon. And that was my whole thing. That was like, I was, you know, getting ready to take the MCAT and all the things. But it's just so amazing when you actually get to really, really know your patients and spend a lot of time with them, they'll tell you certain things. And like the way that you're going to ask them questions is going to be different than the way I ask them questions. And so we kind of find all those puzzle pieces as a team.
Yeah.
And just get them the absolute best benefit.
For sure.
Well, and I better hop off because this one's about to lose it, but
that's okay.
The joys of motherhood. But
I love it.
It is the best job ever, but they don't really care what your schedule is.
That's okay.
So. But it was so much fun having you on.
Yes.
And I'm talking about this stuff with you, and can't wait to do our next one in the near future.
Yeah, and if anybody has any questions, you can always reach out to me here on my Instagram page. And we should definitely do a little poll about what we want to talk about next time, since we covered motherhood and some athlete stuff. So maybe we can send, either I can send one or Emily can make a poll to see what information y'all want to hear about.
Yeah, I love it. Honestly, let's just both do it. I'll do one on my story, you do one on your story, and really looking forward to it. And yeah. I'll link all of Dr. E's stuff here, and you'll see her also in the accounts on there. And yeah,
perfect.
Hope y'all have a fantastic weekend.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pelvic Floor Fit podcast. It is my absolute honor to empower, educate, and inspire you mamas to have the most amazing motherhood journey possible. If this was helpful for you, please leave me a 5-star review and send this to a mama who needs to hear it.